Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen along with you. Har David Adams back in the facility. Shadow Jensen, the cat, is sleeping. And how are you doing today, sir?
I'm in a corner.
With the sun beating. Well, it's not beating down
There's
on
no
you
sun.
Now.
No. This is North Dakota and it's spring. So it's cold, windy, and icy.
You realize a year ago we were on the cusp of a major blizzard.
I remember that.
Yeah. I'll just assume
I watched it from my front window.
We have a spring sponsor showcase. It's a Wednesday. We have Ben Stiegelmeyer from Integrity Auctioneers and joined with us Gil Steedsman from ZBS. And how are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Real good.
You guys have been busy.
Feel like a dinosaur.
The best looking dinosaur around.
Yeah, okay.
So is the fist still the boss yet today or what?
Until Gray shows up.
Then we change bosses.
Oh, well, let's talk about Integrity Auctioneers. And Ben, you've been busy here the last time I look. You got something going on. And tell us about Integrity Auctioneers.
Yeah, well, I think everybody knows me and knows that I got my start with Gil here. And I was just thinking the other day, it was 8 years ago that I first came to Harvey.
Really? That long?
Yeah. Hard to believe it's been that long ago, but on a roof, turned out to be Gil's roof, and he came out and said, "What are you doing up there? We got a sale in Butte. Let's go." And the rest is history, so that's they good. Say.
You're right.
Yeah. And then, not to bring up any bad memories, but during COVID, the state kind of shut us down for live auctions, and I'd been researching online auctions, so I came to Gil. I said, "Hey, what do you think of this?" And he said, "Go for it." And so I did, and here we are.
Yeah, that's
ZBS
pretty cool.
ZBS and Integrity.
Yeah, so. That's pretty cool.
There was a little more to that, though. I told him I didn't want nothing to do with the computer.
Well.
Commission's a different story.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I'll get the commissions, but not the computer.
Yep, big C and little C.
Yeah.
No, and then this winter, open winter sure motivates people to get stuff cleaned out. I've been doing a few online auctions this winter. They've been going really good. We did a toy tractor auction a couple weeks ago.
How'd that go?
It went really well. Okay. There were a few bargains and a few, what do you call them?
Not so bargains.
Not so bargains, yeah.
Those pricey little guys.
Yep.
Well, so, you don't know until you get in there. Some of them that you may think, well, they'll just go for that. They go crazy.
Yep. And we shipped out to four or five different states.
Oh, wow.
And so that's really good. You reach a broader audience and offer shipping if the items warrant it.
Mm-hmm.
And, that turned out really good. And then I've got a couple more online auctions coming up of the smaller items and collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're getting geared up for farm equipment this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So the spring consignment auction is going to be May 9th. And out at the old Fall Manufacturing Building, mm-hmm. same as always.
And that's your headquarters, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're so close. You're so far away from Gil.
Yeah.
Literally across the street.
I even walked from his place to mine today.
Yeah.
Didn't even bother me.
Really? You didn't get winded or nothing, huh?
No. Really? It was great.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Pretty good for a dinosaur.
Right? Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
So, yeah, and then...
you want to talk about Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
For Saturday.
Oh, you want me to talk about that one? Or you?
Well,
you got a better voice.
The discussion is going on in the studio now as to who's going to talk about what.
Yeah.
Well, we got the Charles Ziegler sale coming up Saturday.
That's right. Yep.
Everybody's kind of been hearing us or me on the radio.
Guns and coins. And there is online bidding on the guns and graded coins, right? We're not doing any online bidding on ungraded coins. And then there's a few more items that are going to be sneaking on there. So keep an eye out on Integrity and for sure show up on Saturday if you're in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that gold and silver are kind of jumping right now. And it's actually, I talked to a gun dealer a coin dealer the other day. He said the stuff's just flying out of his store. So as it's going up, people are buying. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of silver.
Yeah.
Of silver.
Now, this old or new silver?
Some goes back to 1830s.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
back when you were born.
Yeah, right back there across the hospitals.
Yeah. But, no, there's some back to the 1830s all the way through the Morgan silver dollars and a lot of silver. There's a lot of bullion, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Bullion, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind this weekend, and then
that's 10:30, right? 10:30 on Saturday, out at the Eagles Club.
So that one's not online, but
there is online bidding on the gun.
There is that one, okay. Yep. On the gun part.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Give us that website address again, though.
It's www.integrity.bid.
Very easy.
So, yeah, you know, you want to bid with Integrity? Go to integrity.bid.
Oh, cute! I like it.
Yep. There's no com. Mm-hmm. It's just dot bid.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
easy site. He's got an easy site to maneuver through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good pictures. Most of the time he takes them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do good at pictures.
Are you good in pictures?
No.
He's
no.
got a great face for radio.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So you want to tell him the next? Oh, Brown sale.
Yeah, Brown sale. We don't have flyers for that one here. That's going to be April 25th, south of town. I think a lot of people knew or know Robert Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's in the nursing home now, and we've taken the responsibility of selling the personal assets out there, tractors, vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good shop tools. There's a Simplicity snowblower that is like new.
Oh, my.
And I think I know a guy that is just chomping at the bit.
Yeah, big guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Yep. And he can handle that. That's a big snowblower, but
he wants it for a dollar, but
well, yeah, of course.
That's where
we all want everything for a dollar.
That's gonna be April 25th. That is all online, so get your phones and your computers out. And if anybody needs help getting set up to bid online, just give me a call.
You know, that would be me. Yeah.
Well, call Gil's number call Gil's number. He's the first line of tech support, and if he can't handle it, he'll direct you to me. But
I've been having problems with this computer, Gil. Can you help me with that?
You betcha.
Yeah.
Wait till we're done here.
Yeah.
Get a bigger hammer.
Yeah.
Get a bigger hammer.
My tech support generally goes to, here's Ben's number.
Yeah.
No, I'll give you my phone number, too. I still have a South Dakota phone number. Don't hold that against me, but it is 605.
Well, you lived down there for a while.
So. Yeah, the first 19 years of my life.
So I think that's okay.
So, yeah.
You're a Dakota boy.
Yeah. Yep. So it's 605-850-1330.
Okay. Good enough. Yep.
Now, tell us with the online auction, you've done several of them now. Do you find repeat bidders, so to speak, people from were on previous online auctions or bidding on new ones you got going on? Have you? What I'm trying to say is, are you developing a
following?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I have found that, and I think right now I have about 15 auctions on there listed for the rest of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are quite a ways out, but I've been getting a lot of questions lately from people saying they've been keeping an eye on my site, seeing what's coming up. Mm-hmm. And that's really encouraging to hear that people are liking what they've been bidding on and buying, and they're repeat customers. That's what we always strive for. So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, how far away can you bid on this? How far away are some of the people that are bidding on this?
Well, that's another good question.
Worldwide.
As long as they have a good internet connection, they can bid. So
we've actually sold and then shipped to Hong Kong, Norway, Australia. Yeah, we're not just run-of-the-mill auctioneers here.
No, you're worldwide.
Yeah.
And now, Worldwide Auctioneers present. There you go.
Yeah. What I like to tell people is I'm a small-town boy with big-time aspirations.
There you go.
And trying to get big-time results for local people here.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of the opposite of me.
Okay.
Small-town boy, big-time aspirations. I'm a big-town boy, small aspirations.
Okay, move along now.
We have to take a break and check out news and weather here at the bottom of the hour. Program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. It's a spring sponsor showcase featuring Integrity Auctioneers. We'll come back and talk.
The Mix, 1470, KHND.
And we're back, 1042, program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. It's a spring sponsor showcase featuring Integrity Auctioneers. We have Ben Stiegelmeyer and Gil Steedsman here, and Ben talking about all the auctions coming up and the online aspect of it and how that's been growing for you.
Yeah, and one thing I just wanted to mention, too, you know, the spring consignment auction is going to be May 9th, and I'm taking consignments now, so if you have something, give me a call. I'd like to get it on there as soon as possible just to maximize the advertising for the sellers. And, yeah, that's going to be good. I'm going to be doing a spring, summer, and fall consignment auction here in Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in between those times doing just an online-only consignment auction where the items can stay on people's places. And they don't have to bring it to town if they're a little ways out. And you know, I suppose we should talk about, I've heard that there's a rumor going around about me.
It is.
That I got married and flew the country.
Well, did you get married?
I did get married, that's true.
But you're still here.
I'm still here in Harvey. But
well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I am living down by Jamestown now, but I am not leaving Harvey. I am still here, still really appreciate Harvey. I love serving the people here, and I'm trying to expand my business down that way as well and to reach some more bidders and sellers down there to help the people up here and the people down there. So,
yeah. You know, with your facility here in town, it's that's actually kind of neat. When you have your auctions, you know, with the consignment auction, it just lot keeps filling up. And she gets pretty full toward the end.
And if anybody knows how to put a second story on an acre and a half, let me know, because I could use it. We haven't figured that out yet.
You forgot to mention the sale up north.
North?
That we looked at. It's just going to be online.
We got him confused. Okay. Now we did
got
it.
CRS going on.
Oh, yeah.
Isman.
Yeah. That's going to be in May. What is that? May 6th, I believe
it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Gary Gummeringer Estate auction. We're selling a few pieces of farm equipment up there. So.
Okay.
That's going to be live and online. And so keep an eye out on Integrity for that. Mm-hmm. We're going to be taking pictures and getting that up probably next week. So keep an eye out there. And then also, Gil, do you want to talk about the senior citizens
auction? A couple of big auctions up.
Sure.
Coming up.
Yeah, you know, and then they're filling up. Ben was in the office this morning with me and got a phone call and got to go look at something on Friday. So, you know, the springtime is filling up on this stuff, and keeping in mind when we get close to summer, then the weekends are kind of not, there's only so many weekends, and people go vacations and go to lakes and stuff like that. So if you're interested in some kind of auction sale of whatever, you know, get a hold of us as soon as possible so we can get you worked in. But coming up on Monday, April 22nd, 11 a.m., the Senior Citizens, the old Senior Citizens Club building down here is, we're going to put the contents of that building and the building for sale. And it's located in 904 Lincoln Avenue there. And you can go to Integrity because you can bid online with integrity.bid and check it out and the pictures that we do have in there, right? And,
we got pictures.
There's equipment and, you know, main feature of that is a walk-in freezer and walk-in cooler. And they're not really that old in terms of coolers and freezers.
Right.
So pretty valuable pieces of equipment.
Yep.
But that'll help out the senior citizens, you know, so they can get out from underneath that building cost and and then concentrate where they're at.
Yeah, right. And we've had quite a bit of interest in the building already.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice-looking building. I mean, it is,
and it's wheelchair accessible, you know, for guys like me.
You? And, me?
Yeah.
No, I use a cane, though.
Yeah. It's an okay building. I know there needs some upgrades, you know.
All buildings.
When anybody looks at something, they first of all want to see the negative, but Ben and I don't really care. We care from the top end down, don't we? I mean, basically, that's what we're here for. Get the top dollar for it.
Yep, that's right.
And I'd be surprised, I'm not going to mention it online here, but I'd be surprised what people have talked to me about that they want to do with this place. So.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be, hopefully, interesting.
Something good. That's good.
Good positive for Harvey's Main Street.
Well, and, you know, we've got quite a few older buildings in this town that have been here for a long time. We're in one of them right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you go downstairs, it's a stone basement.
Yeah.
And I remember my grandpa saying, if you go down and you look at a house or something, you know, it's got a stone basement, that house will be there for decades.
Probably so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It said that is the biggest. Now, it may crack. You may have to repoint it just like anything else, but it won't, because of the sheer weight of it, it just won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And a listener sent a question.
Okay.
They wanted a couple questions. They said, what are the commission charge for sellers and buyers premiums?
Good question.
Ooh, boy.
I'm glad they asked. Commissions for sellers really depends on what there is to sell.
Mm-hmm.
We like to see what there is so we know what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends on, you know, if the seller wants to chip in and pay for marketing costs, you know, that's a factor. If there's going to be labor involved, it's just hard to shoot a number across the air and without knowing what's out there.
You have to get all pieces
together. they might have a $1,500 group of household items or collectibles or one tractor.
Yep.
Or they could go all the way up to, you know, having $500,000. And you could take a smaller sale, and it's going to last all day with a lot of things to do and move. Or you could take a bigger sale with two items, and it's going to go fast. So
we generally
view that, and we wouldn't mention commissions until we would look at what you have. But it would, it, Ben or I would work with you at any time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. There's...
It's
wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got from little things to big things, cheap things to expensive things, and all mixes in between.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The consignment auctions for farm equipment, you know, that's, I have it, that pretty well set, and there is no buyer's premium for online bidding on those auctions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the auctions that we're doing, there is a buyer's premium on, and I understand that can be a little confusing for some people. You know, one auction is one way, the other auction is the other way.
Sure.
It's just how we've structured the commission or the fees with the seller and how we're doing it on a case-by-case basis at this point in time.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's really hard to know and to understand the amount of work. And I'll point at Ben here. If he's having an online sale and the amount of work that he puts in
just to sit at the computer and answer. The guy answers phones like crazy, especially the day of pickup. I've watched, you know, what he does. So there's a lot of time involved. And, you know, in this modern world, everybody likes to get paid for it, you know.
It's, you think, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like the old auctions, if I want to look back in the days when you'd go out, line up a sale, the whole family would get the sale ready, everybody's working together, mm-hmm. it'll all be done. That's not really happening much anymore. So in some cases, Ben or myself, I can't lift much anymore, but we get involved with doing the whole sale. Mm-hmm. So you walk into the Quonset that's in a disarray, and you need to get things running. You need mm-hmm. to get things lined up, cleaned up, listed, sold. You know, so there's a lot involved, and but we want to be fair with commissions.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on some auctions, like that farm toy auction I did, mm-hmm. there was a buyer's premium on that, and I think, you know, I'm reaching a broader audience, and I'm providing a service to mm-hmm. both the buyers mm-hmm. and the sellers, and offering shipping. And I think there's a justification there for
right, sure. right,
having yeah. a little bit of a buyer's premium.
That's yeah. another so, thing that I'm talking about. You go out and watch them on the day after one of them sales, and they've got toy tractors, toy trucks, glass, whatever, and the guy that he has helping, assisting with him, and he's wrapping and bubble wrapping. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
You know, yep. And I've gone out and, you know, messed up a few times, but, you know, take an invoice and get everything lined up. And, you know, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But a good effort at the end, you know.
Well, sure. Yeah, people don't think of that. That's, you know, there's just not, you know, the sale itself. There's,
yeah.
You gotta
We're just not
up.
Babbling and, right. and then yeah. walking away with a nice commission check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we're problem solvers, and every auction's different, and it sure. provides its own set of challenges.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And we get to get in there and think through things and figure out what the best way is mm-hmm. to meet the needs of the seller, whether that's time. Sometimes there's financial concerns involved, and mm-hmm. and we're always looking out for the interest of the seller.
Yep. Yep. So. And the profession.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the buyer.
You right.
know, yeah. you know, in a lot of cases, you know, we've dealt with lawyers, you know, family, clergy, you know, just a
bankers.
Multitude. Yeah, bankers. Mm-hmm. You know, and is it proper to say that we are a fiduciary of these people's
yeah.
money? And you got to mm-hmm. take care of that stuff.
Yep.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the clerking part of it, you know, Ben does a lot of clerking. I know his wife's involved, Grace is involved, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. yeah, there's a monster.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of a lot of work, you got a monster sale coming up here pretty soon too, don't you, with the guns?
Oh yeah, this yeah. Saturday.
That's this Saturday.
Saturday,
right?
yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's at Ziegler sale, and there's a lot of brand new ones in there, and then there was a consigner from out in Dickinson
mm-hmm.
that searched us out. And he's bringing some antique stuff, and
oh, wow.
You know, some of it's Civil War, you know, early pioneer days, and yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then Ben, you talk about this guy.
Yeah, we were talking about gold and silver earlier, mm-hmm. and if you want to see gold and silver, mark your calendars for April 20th. We have the Harry Adam Estate Auction, and I can't even count this high. But there's a lot of Morgan and Peace dollars
yeah.
and over $2,000 face value between Morgan's Peace dollars and the Silver Eagles.
Wow.
So,
and
plus,
this one won't be online, and the reason, explain the reason for that, Ben.
There's no graded coins on this, and in the last couple of years, there's been a lot more, I hate to say it, but fraud
mm-hmm.
yeah, with right, online right. auctions and gold and silver in particular.
Oh, okay.
And so with graded coins, we're still confident that it's worthwhile putting those online. But non-graded coins, we have a good market here around Harvey, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. we're getting the word out across the state pretty well. And so we feel that it's just not necessary to put it online.
Sure.
Anything you want to add?
We have good bullion collectors,
yeah.
coin collectors in this area. It's hard to believe, but we have, and we've been complimented on that when we had the sale last year out at the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, one of the main dealers down in Bismarck complimented us Wells County, our area, on how many people there are here that are good coin collectors. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just never know if the guy mm-hmm. next door is collecting coins or salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah, right.
But getting back to this, you know, like Ben was saying, there is some fraud going on. You'll find silver dollars out there that are made in China. And it's unfortunate this stuff's happening. So what we want is somebody to come and look at these coins that aren't graded, mm-hmm. make up their own mind, buy what you want, mm-hmm. want what you buy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But with Harry Adams' sale, we all know that he run grocery stores in the area for years, and mm-hmm. he's gone now, but his daughter wants to put these coins available and you know, disperse them. And you can feel probably really safe that mm-hmm. these are all real coins, U.S. coins, basically. There might be some foreign in there, but it's amazing. When mm-hmm. I first looked at the coins, it took me 6 hours to go through them. And I should have put another 6 hours into it, you know. So that's a lot of, and that was having three other people help me.
Oh, wow.
So it's crazy. But mm-hmm. but yes, the Harry Adams sale, a lot of coins. A lot of it came from, we figure, the change in the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. It's
yeah.
cool.
Sure. Yeah. And
come there and make up your own mind.
Yep. And take a look at it.
And that's just another example of how we're seeking what's best for the seller. Mm-hmm. And we want to keep the seller in mind in all we do. And one other thing I wanted to add, last week I spent the week in Indianapolis. I was fortunate enough to take in a seminar focused on auction business, and I was with 48 other auction professionals from around the country. I learned a lot. I think it will serve me well here mm-hmm. in North Dakota and serve my sellers and bidders well. Just gaining that experience and expertise, mm-hmm. rubbing shoulders with other auction professionals,
mm-hmm. sure.
and building a network to...
Excellent.
To get the word out about the auctions that I am doing. So
that's pretty neat. You guys cover all the bases, and you know, with the old traditional auction sales, that's still a good social gathering too, isn't it?
Yes, mm-hmm. it is.
Yep.
And speaking of that, you can keep talking to Ben, but I've got auction work to do. I ain't got time to be sitting here jawing.
Wait.
What do you mean by
that? Well, we're just about out of time here now anyways. It's 10:57 and a half, so. All right, it's 10:57 and a half. We have a couple, about a minute, Ben, if you want to wrap things up here.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, well, thank you, guys. Thank you, RDA, for mm-hmm. being here. And, folks, just keep an eye out on integrity.bid. That's the best way to see what's happening.
Right.
And if you have something to sell, give myself a call. Call Gil, and, you know, we'll do our best to work with you. One thing that just sets Integrity Auctioneers apart. I'm striving for service and simplicity in asset sales by being actively involved with bidders and sellers start to finish. And then also, like I said before, I provide custom solutions for uh-huh. all items. So it doesn't matter what you have, whether it's big or small.
That's
give us a call and we'll see if we can line it up and help you out. And I'm here for the long haul.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm committed to Harvey. I'm focused on growing long-term relationships
here. But you did get married.
I did get married.
And, yep. and your wife's name is?
Her name is Isabella.
Well, good.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congrats. And again, the website address is?
www.integrity.bid.
Mm-hmm. Pretty simple.
Yep.
All right.
Excellent.
Ben Stiegelmeyer, thank you so much. Gil, he's driving.
We won't get a break in a few places or even elude precipitation when the eclipse occurs. And by the way, the next solar eclipse in the lower 48 will occur on August 23rd, 2044. This is the Storm Report.
Second hour of the program on the way, powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
When it comes crashing down.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
What difference at this point does it make?
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
And we can 1120, one program powered by Bassett Motors and Carrington, RJ, and RDA here. We got John DeBilius from the Bowden Country on the line. Before we get to him, we missed it last hour. Here's Tommy Lahren.
Fox News commentary.
President Joe insists he didn't issue a proclamation making Trans Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. Cool story, but it's verifiably untrue. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Like many of you, I was shocked and disgusted to see President Biden issue the proclamation declaring March 31st, aka Easter Sunday, Trans Visibility Day. I saw it, you saw it, the whole world saw it. It was an official White House proclamation also tweeted by the President and the White House. Yet, when asked by reporters at the annual White House Easter Egg Roll about the proclamation, Joe said he didn't do that. He also called House Speaker Mike Johnson thoroughly uninformed for suggesting it. You know, I know Joe lives on another planet, but apparently also in an alternate reality. Now, the White House was quick to rush in and clarify that Biden didn't choose March 31st because it was Easter, but rather because that date was pre-selected in 2021. But either way, it fell on Easter Sunday. Joe definitely declared it, and we are not that stupid. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Hey, we're back. It's 11:23, visiting with John DeBilius from the Bowden Country. Wow, what's going on there this morning?
Can't skip work. It's all part of the deal.
Uh-huh.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Yep.
Well, no hooky for you then, huh?
Well, where the problem all stems is what you were hearing was a transfer pump running.
Okay.
A gasoline powered, absolutely dependable, runs every day pump. Because last fall, I had paid $1,800 for an electric one. It made it a week.
Oh, boy.
Not good.
Yeah. So now we're running Harbor Freight.
There you go.
Made in China.
Much
cheaper, dependable, right on target. So, yeah.
You know, I have a Harbor Freight generator, and I love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have an inverter. And my arm only got tired trying to start it when it was new.
Other than that,
she's been real dependable.
Good enough.
Yeah,
that
generator I have now, they've upgraded that now. You can get one. It's a 3500, and it's actually got either gas or propane hookup for it. You can run an either or.
Nice.
Either or.
Mm-hmm.
I bought mine too soon.
Yeah.
For the size of the fuel tank, that's my only complaint.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It doesn't run very long.
Probably under 2 gallons, maybe?
It's definitely under that. And it, I don't know, I think it ran for like 7 hours. I was trying to heat a drinker with it. One of them years where we had really, really cold. Yeah, a couple years ago there. Yep. And it was kind of miserable trying to keep gas in the tank on that. So.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Yep.
So what's new out that way in southern Wells County?
You know, I'm done calving.
Okay.
We completed that task. on Sunday.
Everybody came home good?
Which is, what, gay day or something like that? Is that what Sunday is now?
Yeah, at least it's past Sunday. Was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really too bad. But so that's really nice to have that behind us. So now it's just a matter of keeping the drugs on the shelf to keep everybody healthy.
So all the little guys doing well?
You know, with the weather that Mother Nature decided to throw at us and whatnot, with the hot, cold, snow, extreme winds, all that, it's typically a normal spring where you definitely have your pneumonias, etc. To take care of. So that's just part of life, Gavin, now. Yep. We should all probably do it in June, I suppose, yeah. In a big belly buster of a thunderstorm or something like that, you know.
Or 115 degrees temperature, you never
know. Exactly. Exactly. Never the right thing. That's for sure. But
sounds like you're getting getting winded there now. You should probably not walk, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm walking and talking at the same time, so, I mean, that really goes against me with, you know, my obesity and stuff. So, oh, well, just bear with me. Bear with me. Now the talk of the town is, I don't know, this guy, he's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. He's going to run for governor, I do believe, and I kind of picture him to be about the same as a ear tag.
Oh.
They're here today, they fade tomorrow, and then they break off and go away. So
I thought you were going to say that this one was as exciting as an ear tag.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, there's nothing too exciting about ear tags. Like I say, you do your best with them, and they break off and fade away. So, but anyway, his big problem was that we as North Dakotans need to prepare.
What?
Because there's going to come a day when Minnesota is not going to take lignite power anymore.
Mm-hmm. Fine. We'll give it to somebody else.
There you go. That was my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't get anything out of that statement. I was just hoping that, you know, you guys could help me out with that.
I think he wants us to feel bad for Minnesota. We don't feel bad for Minnesota.
So where is this guy from anyways?
I don't even know. My wife made me mention this.
Because they have a new, there's a guy that just announced this week. He's from Fargo. His name is Merrill Popcorn.
Oh, that guy. Mm-hmm. Probably him. Yep.
Yeah.
He'd be in the right place to do something like that. And I'm just really, you know, I don't know what to do with that statement other than ignore it and laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Because there could be, who knows, a really good sale on kerosene lanterns again. Over in Minnesota.
Right, right.
Yeah, right. If they want to quit taking our power, we're glad to shut them off and send them somewhere else.
Yeah, let them you know, figure it out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking. I was just like, how does this just kind of makes me smile. It's like, well, heck with you.
They keep this up, there are going to be a lot of extension cords running across the Red River in Fargo and in Moorhead.
You know,
to power their houses.
You know, speaking of that too, I think it's MDU Power Company.
Yeah.
It came out on KX or KFYR TV Facebook page, one of the two there. Their rates are going up $13 a month.
Yep, a flat fee.
Flat fee. I mean, that's pretty significant.
That's a big one.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, where does this stop? I mean, I know where it stops, but man.
When does it stop?
Yeah.
And you're definitely not going to part with your electricity. That is a mighty fine thing to have. They have us addicted.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that we need to, we got an old power plant out here by the river. I think we need to, people have been trying to figure out what to do with that building for a long time. I think we have to build a power plant in there and power our local area from that and disconnect from the grid.
There you go. Get a couple paddle wheels down there and
We got water. We got the building. It's already there. clean out the bird goodies and throw in a boiler and a steam engine and away we go.
There, we're good to go.
And you know what? That stuff works. Still works just fine.
It does. Actually, it does. Yep, hydropower.
Yep.
Safe, yep. Clean, effective.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, there's hydropower. You got nuclear, mm-hmm. and you got coal. I mean, you just can't go wrong.
Did you hear what happened to the big, solar farms? You know what happened to this one big solar farm down in the southwest part of the United States?
Mm-mm.
Down there in Texas, in the Panhandle?
I think it was. I think that's correct. The one that hit by hailstones, completely obliterated the whole thing.
Leaking hazardous
material. Yep.
Yeah.
So now, A, hail comes along. B, we have no electricity production. C, we now have bad chemicals leaching into our land. Gosh, this looks mm-hmm. like somebody really spent a lot of time thinking this through, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Probably the same people who want to build a new school in Harvey. Probably the same guys.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I think so.
Listener just shot me a message. He said he has a friend that works over at the mine. The owner of Rainbow Energy is building more Bitcoin mining operations over there, which take a lot of power. He said he's sure he's not concerned if Minnesota takes any more power or not. Yeah, I don't understand Bitcoin mining thing. It's
I don't either, other than you've heard the noise complaints in Williston, and they're mm-hmm. just complaining, but they are paying a power bill like nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Basically, you just got a bunch of computers that are running on the network looking for Bitcoins.
Well, what is a Bitcoin? I'm ignorant in this.
Well, it's a piece of software that represents monetary value. Otherwise, there's no. It's worse than the greenback dollar that we've had that took us off the gold system. We don't have anything to back it up with anymore. It's just a piece of paper that they say they all pay. That's what Bitcoin is.
Is this one of this Bitcoin mining, one of King Doug's schemes?
Well, it's been around for a lot longer than Doug. I couldn't put.
But I mean, in North Dakota.
He's definitely in on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just it's stupidity.
Selling a bunch of
lignite
power.
Well,
how could it be a bad thing?
That can't be that bad, no. The biggest problem is these people want to get out of it. If they all try to get out of it at the same time, it's all worthless. So if I've got a bunch and Rick's got a bunch and you get a bunch and I want to sell mine and you guys want to buy it, everything's just fine. But if you guys decide you don't want to buy it, I don't want to buy it. I don't want to have it anymore. The value just drops to zero because there's nothing there. It's only a promise.
You know, this Bitcoin mining and all this Bitcoin thing, it sounds like a scam, kind of like the carbon credit nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that, John?
To that effect, other than, when you're a drug dealer or a trafficker or something like that, you need Bitcoin to make your transactions overseas, etc.
Yep. And that's where the value is. Until, of course, the value goes away, and then you can't make those transactions because there's nothing of value.
Like I live in an alternate universe or something. I don't know.
Well, you do. we're with you. We'll pull you out of there once in a while.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hang on. We have a hard break coming up. Visiting with John DeBilius from the Bowdoin Country. We'll come back and chat more. The program powered by Bissette Motors in Carrington. Right now, Fox Business News and the Fox Business Network. Good morning.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks turned higher after the ISM report on the service sector of the economy showed some progress on inflation. Activity rose to a reading of 51.4 in March. That's slower improvement than forecast, and prices paid actually moderated last month. Earlier, payroll processing company ADP reported 184,000 new jobs created by private employers in March, and that report had wages up more than 5% for the year ending in March. Today is Walt Disney's annual meeting, where it will reveal the results of voting on whether activist investor Nelson Peltz will win two seats on the company board. Dave & Buster's shares up nearly 10%. It's making progress on its turnaround. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
11:35, the weather guest brought to you by our good friends over at Codico Fuels and Propane, located on Harvey South Edge. That's Codico Fuels and Propane.
When it comes to your home and business, we know safety is number one. At Codico Fuel and Propane, we believe in doing things the right way. That's the safe way. It's why we perform complimentary leak checks in and outside of your home. Each one of our technicians are fully trained and CTEP certified, and we're capable of 24-hour emergency response. Don't just trust anybody in your home or business. Trust the team at Codico Fuels of Harvey, dedicated to keeping your home safe.
Meteorologist Stone Schaefer's at the KX Storm Team. What's going on, Stone?
From the Storm Team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, sunny, highs in the lower 50s, and northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 20s, and northeast wind 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the mid-50s, a southeast wind 5 to 10. On Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s, a southeast wind 10 to 15, increasing through the afternoon, wind gust up to 35 miles per hour. On Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in upper 50s, a southeast wind 20 to 30, wind gust up to 45. On Sunday, rain, partly sunny, highs in the lower 50s, an east wind around 20, wind gust up to 30. On Monday, with chance of rain, partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s, an east wind at 5 to 15, wind gust up to 25 miles per hour. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s, a west wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 20 miles per hour. Keeper right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470, KHND, and 99.5 FM.
On a sunshine, it's a very, very nice morning out there. 38 now, 38. Had a low of 17 this morning, 49 yesterday, 38 now. Not much in the wind department compared to yesterday. From the north at 5, a few gusts to 10. 63% humidity, dew point 27. Bare soil temp holding at 32.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News and information brought to you by Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance and our good friends at Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West End. Check out their brand new website. That's HarveyWarehouse.com, HarveyWarehouse.com. It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. 80% lean ground beef in a family pack, $4.29 a pound. 4-pound Our Family Navel oranges, $3.99. 3-pound Our Family mandarins, $3.99. Ragu pasta sauce, $1.89 a jar. Yoplait yogurt selected varieties, $3 for $2. Boneless pork sirloin chops, $2.49 a pound. Gentle Mills family size cereals, $3.99 a box selected varieties. Banquet boneless breaded chicken, $4.99 a box. Tombstone frozen pizzas, $2 for $8. Our family sliced bacon in the 1-pound package, $4.99. 48-ounce Cloverdale signature applewood bacon, only $16.99. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken, 4-piece and 8-piece, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. It's Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge.
Jialousi, Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter century, damaged buildings and left at least 9 people dead and hundreds more injured. While here in the U.S., that wild weather that hit the Tennessee and Ohio valleys yesterday is heading east.
A powerful storm system bringing dozens of tornado reports, large hail, hurricane force wind gusts, and feet of snow, as well as flooding rainfall, now moving towards the East Coast today, bringing more threats of danger and damage from Florida to Maine.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean, the job market showing some signs of resilience.
Payroll processing company ADP says 184,000 new jobs were created by private employers last month. Job creation was stronger than expected, and employees were being paid more. Annual pay rose 5.1% over a year ago.
Fox's Jenny Casola, America's listening to Fox News.
happens to your car, you might say,
ugh, come on!
Seriously?
This is so extra.
But what you could say is,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them. Online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Sending one text at 55 miles per hour is like driving blindfolded the entire length of a football field. That's enough time for a crash to destroy your life and the lives of others. While driving, put down your phone and always keep your eyes on the road, because distracted driving means game over. Brought to you by the North Dakota DOT and local law enforcement through Vision Zero. Put the phone away or pay.
Hey, we're back. It's 11:41, visiting with John DeBilius from the Bowdoin Country in South Central North Dakota. Yes, John, it was that popcorn, peep corn. That's who you were talking about. Your wife confirmed that.
Yeah, he's got an interesting Merrill is his name.
Merrill, yeah. He's a big dude. He's a big dude in his own mind in Fargo. I know him.
Oh, one of those. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know him personally? You've shaken his hand?
I've shook his hand, and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that was back in another century.
Yeah, I believe you.
But, yeah, no, Merrill Pepcorn, yeah, he's usually on the progressive side of anything.
Sounds like the dum-dum side.
That too.
Okay.
Then you got the dueling television ads going on between King Doug's minion, Kathy, what's her name, Kathy Miller? Is that her name?
Kathy something.
And then
Kathy, I used to be lieutenant governor under King Doug guy.
Yeah. You know, she has to put on her television commercials with her name. It says conservative Tabby Miller. She has to make sure people know that.
If you got to tell people, you ain't a conservative.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Yep.
What fun we're having now.
Yeah. Oh,
Kelly Armstrong's had some clever ads out on her.
Did but, he?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Not bad, but. You know, we sadly don't have, much of a choice. You know, our good friend Michael Coachman, excellent choice. But, you know, with Kelly's been a letdown since he got to the to Congress, the U.S. House.
Yeah, big deal.
And has he mentioned anything in an ad, like any positivity as to this is what I'm going to do?
Well, heavens no.
Yeah, he has on his television commercials. Yeah, he's out there shooting a bow and arrow and...
Oh.
Talking about the things he wants to do.
Wants to take her guns away.
Yeah. No, things he wants to do. And, you know, I mean, it was an all right commercial. I mean, I'll give him his due for that.
Well, let's see. Now we're in some kind of modern world where there's, trying to catch up on this pronoun thing.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, pronoun.
Yep. And I've got a picture here. And, yeah, it says, don't worry, my AK-47 identifies as a crossbow.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like
so,
it.
You know, we should be okay,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, as long as you're not a they or them.
Yeah.
See, that's the corona. Somebody said, oh, I'm a they or them. So you're multiple personalities? Is that it, what you're saying? Because that doesn't make any sense.
Well,
me they or them.
These people that, you know, this transgender thing, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, you were born either male or female. I mean, there's one or the other.
You know, archaeologists dig you up in 1,000 years. They're going to find some bones, and they're going to tell whether you're female or male right away without even having to do anything. So
whether you had surgery or not.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, unless they want to change their hip width.
But here's the deal, though. You know, this is the way this is all trying to be normalized now. You know, a couple of decades ago, people like this would be institutionalized. You know?
Right? I think that's where the electric shock therapy came from.
It could very well be. But I'm serious about that, though. It's, you know, they wouldn't be, you know, set free to roam the streets, you know.
Exactly.
But in the meantime, though, boy, if you diss them, well, you're subject to ridicule, having your stuff wrecked, and whatever else. You know?
Maybe Harvey Peavy needs to get back on.
Say that again. You got too much wind going on there.
Yeah, we
missed. Oh, yeah, but you said there's literally no wind.
Well, out here compared to yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh,
now it's gone.
True. Very true.
You must have a switch on it.
No, not really. No, maybe Harvey PD should get back on that. You know, somebody's being stupid and stuff like that. Just let's lock them up.
Where are you going to put them? We don't have a lockup.
Huh. Just, you know, go to that new feed store, that Maddock Ranch Supply, get some panels and
there you go, get some cattle paddles.
Exactly.
Put a padlock on it and that's the end of that.
Have you been?
Yeah, you wanna act like one? Try being like one.
Hey, speaking of Maddock Ranch Supply, have you been over there yet?
I have not. I kind of been locked up at home here for but I'm finding less excuses to stay home other than, you know, you just got to drive through them twice a day and make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gaining weight and gaining ribeye.
Yes. All good.
Right. That's what
the end result is. Really tasty.
It is. It truly, truly is. Yep.
You know, it's quite amazing, you know, with I'm on that carnivore diet. I'm on a couple, one carnivore Facebook page, it's Carnivore for Men. And the pictures that people put on of buying in bulk, you know, such as buying from yourself, and people are just excited, you know. They're packaging all this beef away, and it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Buying roasts, cutting them up into steaks, tasty steaks. And one thing I've discovered, John, and don't laugh at me, I do have an air fryer, and I've been cooking steaks in the air fryer, and if you do it just right, you talk about a juicy, tender piece of meat. Unbelievable.
Well, it will. The air fryer's hot enough to sear it even better than a grill if you do it properly, correct? Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know, what I do is about 8 to 9 minutes on each side, depending upon the thickness.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't pay attention, you know, by flipping it over, then you can ruin it then. But yeah.
I do not have the patience that you do. There is no more than 8 minutes on my steak.
Well, I tell you what, the juiciness, it's unbelievable. You can take and pour out the juice over the top of the steak, and it's oh so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. So you're not losing the flavor.
No. Oh, no.
That's very good to hear. Very good to hear. And not a lot of cleanup.
No, there's not. Not a lot of cleanup at all. Now, they had a story on KX the other day. I think it was Williston over the weekend or someplace where someone's air fryer blew up, started a house fire.
Yeah. What?
It wasn't even being in use, if I heard correctly. It was just plugged in and blew up.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, like a lithium battery.
Yeah. I mean, so the first thing I thought of was a car battery for an electric vehicle. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Well, anyway, that's something to try. If, you know, your lovely missus has an air fryer, just try that out sometime.
Well, she does have an air fryer, but, you know, we do cook for four here at this place. So
that would take a while with an air fryer. Yeah.
Yep, that waiting thing, that's just not happening. Like I told you, it's 8 minutes, even 7 minutes. Yep. Once again, depending on thickness. And cooking on the hot end of the pellet grill that I got from Louts. So, yeah. So,
okay.
That's just kind of where I'm at.
Grilling Barbie.
You know, I should invest into a freezer. I don't have a big freezer, and I should. You know, and
you should
make arrangements with you and get stocked up, you know.
Because Tom's Home Furnishings, they can just set you right up. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Been there, done that. No doubt. Right there in your own hometown.
Well,
like,
you know,
a 1 minute walk from where you're at.
Even
a
less.
Minute less than that.
Yeah.
You can do it in 15 seconds.
I'm picturing Rick walking.
Oh, okay. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
3 minutes, maybe.
There we go.
Unless it's going across the street, you know, for a tasty beverage, then it's, you know, less than 30 seconds. But
you do. You have the perfect location, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we kind of missed the old Right Place Bar being open. That, you know, when that was open, you didn't even have to cross the street. Just walk down the sidewalk.
You know? Two doors down, and in you go.
Yeah, you weren't going to dent anybody's hood by getting out into traffic.
You've got to be careful someday. You don't want to get run over by traffic. You know?
Yeah, well, ever. Right. I don't want to ever get run over by traffic. It doesn't sound like something I would enjoy.
But
you never know, I guess, that we try something.
Any last thoughts for us on this? What is today?
We hit month number four. And I'm sure that your New Year's resolutions aren't working worth a crap.
Mine's
so
perfect.
This week, you absolutely get to cheat with me.
What?
It's legal.
Oh.
It's 100% legal. Go to the grocery store where I was just hearing about all them great deals and everything like that right here on the air and cheat with meat. And just, you know, cheat with the good meat.
There you go.
It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, I got to tell you.
President Biden said wages are up, so you can go get the smart meat and do what you need to do with it. Yes, sir.
And put this on your calendar, John, up in the Esmond Bar, Sunday, April 14th. Bourbon and bison brisket cooked up by celebrity chef David Lau.
Would you trust him?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Yes, I would, too. I just had to throw it out there.
Yeah. And then bourbon tasting at 3 p.m. The bourbon and bison starts at 4 to 8, bourbon tasting at 3. And then Dave is going to bring out the music show, and he's going to spin tunes from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
wow.
He's been so impressive. He's having to rework the holes in all the records so they fit.
Look what he's doing with his spare time now. That is pretty impressive.
I think so.
Yeah, you can take care of all your bovine and bourbon needs right there in one place.
Bovine and bourbon.
Yeah. All right. We got to get rolling here and give us your last thought, man.
Yep.
Well, you guys have a great week. Thanks for having me. And don't forget, cheat with me.
There you go.
Just can't beat that.
There you go. All right.
I feel the need for meat.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Absolutely. Yep. Bye.
John DeBillius from the Bowden Country, 11:53, late morning market.